Praise the Lord. Happy to be out tonight. Amen. It's a blessed opportunity. We just all stand, if you will. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, once again, Lord, we have gathered in your little place you provided for us, Lord. We're very thankful. Appreciate the desire, Lord, to gather. Lord, to be with saints of like precious faith. Lord, just ask you to have your way in this service. Everything that's said and done, everything that's sung, be for your glory, your honor. In thy precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Like Turner only believed that page 34. Amen. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. When I compassion, oh boundless love, oh loving kindness, faithful and true, so true. Amen. like to turn our capstone books over to page 17. Amen. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. O come unto me. He's given us. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 222 and I only believe. Amen. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow. Oh, how sweet, oh, of earth and With us. Amen. Such a blessing. Amen. Brother Gensel, would you take up the offering this evening? Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, truly, Lord, how we just love and appreciate you tonight. Yes, just thankful for the desire that you placed in our hearts, Lord, to even come into the house of the Lord, Lord, to worship you in truly in spirit,
amen.
And it is life. Lord, your word that you give us here, we just appreciate it so much, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you just bless each and every one that's come here tonight. And Lord, may you just fill us with your word, Lord. Just grant unto us revelation of it, that, Father, you could feed us that life-giving amen. Word to sustain us through another day. And we pray, Lord, yes. as we come to this part of the service, that you'd bless this offering, that you'd be used for that building of thy kingdom. Give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Each and every one of us could look back at our lives and Lord, I appreciate what you've done for us, Lord, and where you brought us from, Lord, and we'll have a desire in our hearts, Lord, to just surrender our lives more fully and completely unto you, Lord. Knowing we can never repay you, Lord, but Lord God, we might do our little part to this.
Yes.
Lord God, to be a witness and a testimony for you in this hour and age we're living in. Pray tonight that you meet the needs tonight. Every hand was raised. Pray, Father, that you meet the spirits of needs most of all, Lord. Lord God, you can undertake, Lord. Lord God, in the hearts and lives of men and women, Lord. Pray, Father, that you reach down and touch the bodies, Lord, of those that are sick and afflicted, Lord. Lord God, they might be able to be back and serve us, Lord. And they might be able to witness and testify of your healing power, Lord. And pray that you'd meet any material needs that the people might have, Lord. Lord God, be you the supplier of every need, Lord. If we just trust you, Lord, you'll meet our every need. And pray, Father, tonight you'll anoint thy word as it comes forth. Anoint the speaker, Lord. Anoint his lips, Lord. God, that as he speaks, Lord, you speak. Lord God, as you work, Lord God. And thy God, he might be food to our souls, to our hearts.
Amen.
To a closer walk with you. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Don't you just feel blessed?
Amen.
Amen. He's done so much for us. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Anybody have a song in their heart? Song anyone wants to sing? Well, I know we got songs on our heart during the week, don't we? Brother Tim. Amen.
When your heart is broken up with grief or trouble, you don't have to bear it all alone. For you have a friend who knows about your struggles. He is standing by when other friends are.
Troubled waters of your soul. Take your broken heart and make it whole. When the storms of this life are dark and cold, he will calm the troubled waters of your soul.
Deep in each and every heart there is a longing to find happiness and peace of mind. When your heart is weary of searching, just turn to Jesus and you will find.
Take your broken heart and make it whole. When the storms of your life are dark and cold, he will calm the troubled waters of your soul.
hasn't he done that so many times? Hey, man, you know, you might have a need. You might ask for something that you need in your life, and it ain't always answered the way you think it should be. But it's always answered the way it ought to be. And that's why I'm thankful he's in control. He always, always meets our needs, saints. Hey, man, we should have such a peace and a happiness. Hey, man, love that little song there. Hey, man, it means a lot. Hallelujah. Should mean a lot to us. Amen. Let's all stand if you will. Amen. Let's sing out a little chorus. We ask our pastor to come. Here's my cup, Lord. Amen. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this.
Heavenly Father, that's our desires. We've gathered in here tonight, and Lord, to have our cup filled with thy precious mercy and grace and through the love of your word. And we ask that you would just dip down into our hearts these few words you've laid upon my heart for this night. That, oh God, everything that you say in your word, every iota, as the prophet would say, that word be made alive in our hearts. It's so strange how so many times, Lord, we see down through the years that sometimes the word of God would go by and we'd listen to it and we'd hear it, but it just didn't seem like it struck like it should have. It just wasn't solid by revelation in our hearts. But Lord, we're so thankful for your mercy that you don't just forget about us on the first time. But Lord, you always come by your mercy and grace, and maybe the second time or the third time. And finally, Lord, maybe we're in the right condition and your Holy Spirit, you reveal it to us. We appreciate that so very much for your love for us. So we ask that you would bless us tonight with these few words, open our understanding, and may we not fail to give you the glory for it. In your precious, wonderful name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, you happy to be here again this evening? Amen. That's wonderful. I trust that you, the little message this morning will help somebody, and maybe if nothing else, help you understand what's going on in this age and time, what to watch for, what to look for, you see. Amen. All right, let's turn our Bibles, if you'd like to turn with me, to the book of John in the 17th chapter. Let's read a few words here. John 17th chapter. We're just going to talk a little bit tonight about truly knowing him. Amen. And it's so good to know him. Amen. Oh my. John 17 in the first verse. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And may the Lord bless during his word, and you may be seated. You know, one time when I read that scripture, I remember one time I was using a little illustration of you take a little child. Sometimes you've maybe read little story books before to your children and so forth, and where some little children, you know, have imaginary friends, you know, and they have this imaginary friend maybe when they go outside to play and they're talking to them and everything, you know, or it might be a teddy bear, or it might be a stuffed dog even, and they may be imagining how real and alive this little teddy bear is, this little puppy dog, whatever it may be. But through imagination, they are trying to bring a reality to whatever the object is or person is, and that they act like, well, the person is really there and they're really talking to them, you know. And sometimes we don't realize it, but as adults and people that maybe have heard a lot of word even sometime, we almost treat God as he's an imagination. You know, when maybe we sing praises to him and we worship him, and is he just an imagination? Or is he really real to him, to you yet? Do you really know him? Really know him? Or is he just, as I said, just some kind of a object, you know, you're trying to imagine in your mind? When you pray, when you even pray and talk to the Lord, or is he really there? Do you really know him? You know? Is that how you act toward him, by really knowing him, or are you just hoping he's there? Hoping he's hearing you, hoping by chance that maybe God is really real, you know, and you hope that you know him. But do you really know if you know him? And do you know this one true God and Jesus Christ, whom he sent? Is he really real to you? You know, sometimes through the way of prayer, some people pray, they almost wonder, do they really know he's there? You know. Because if you really know he's there, and he's really there, and he's really real to you, and you really know him, you're going to talk to him like he's there. Yeah. I often can't never forget how many times I've read different places, and maybe testimonies of different people and so forth, and I believe it is even Sister Mita one time, which is Brother Branham's wife, how they talk about, and I think Billy Paul even said something about it, how if Brother Branham was in the room praying off by himself, and maybe just you happen to hear him, and maybe walking by down the hallway or something, and you hear him in there praying, they said you'd think for sure God was standing right there in front of him. Because that's how real God was to him. We sit here tonight and we've not had the experiences that the prophet had. Yeah. But how can we know him? By faith. By revelation. We can know him tonight and know who he is. Sometimes people live their life like God isn't real. That's why they do things that they do sometimes, because God isn't really real to them. That's why they can maybe go off to the job and maybe get to talking to some of the men, get to joking and cutting up and acting real foolish and getting maybe some little dirty things, you know, because they don't really know God is real. If they knew God was really real and really knowed him, they'd never do something like that. Just like a wife who wants to fuss with the husband, she would never do that if she really knew God, really knew him. It'd be impossible. That he is the omnipresent, omniscient. He is real. He is living and alive. A lot of people, to them, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is just a story. But do you really know he resurrected? It's really a subject that could be spent a lot of time on, but I'm just going to hit on a few things this evening. But just, I don't know, I just felt led to go this direction tonight. But it's kind of strange. It seemed like I was filling in with different things in between this eternal thoughts of God. But anyhow, maybe there's a reason for that. But we find here, as he said, Jesus himself said, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Now, if I take, and if I had my grandfather still living tonight, and none of you knew him, as far as anybody outside my mother and dad, so none of you knew him, but what if I was able to present him here tonight? And he'd walk up the aisle, and I'd maybe get up here beside of me, and I'd say, "This is my granddad, Evan Jones. This is my granddad. I want you to meet him." And you'd say, "Oh, glad to meet you." Maybe you'd all say, "Yeah, praise the Lord, glad to meet you." You know, and he maybe buys in saying, "Glad to meet you." He's just a little fellow. But, and then he walks back out the door. Do you really know him? No. You just found out he was my granddad and that what his name was. That's all you know. You didn't know he was an avid coon hunter, well, because you didn't know anything about him. You didn't know that he'd done bad things too, you know, made moonshine, different things in his early years. You didn't know none of these things about him. But until you had the experience of dealing with his experiences in life, his manifestations, what he liked, disliked, what his desires was, what his desires wasn't to do, whatever it may be, what kind of car he liked to drive, yeah, all these different things he'd do, you didn't really know him. No, like the intermediate family would know him because they've had those manifestations mixed between each other. And then you know him. You begin to know what his character is, what his desires is, what his longings is, all these different things. But again, just to bring him up here and introduce you his name and tell you, maybe I was related to him, you still don't know him. You just know that's his name, and you know that's Brother Steve's granddad. That's all you know. But yet, in a sense, you could sit there and say, "Yeah, I know Evan Jones. Brother Steve introduced him to me." You still really don't know him. There's a lot of people that's been introduced to Jesus Christ. Yeah. And still don't know him. They read about him in the Bible. Well, then you might say, "Well, Brother Steve, I know him because I know what he done in the Bible." But it's got to go further than that. You see? So let's read, turn with me also 14th chapter of John, just back up a little bit. And let's begin here about the 15th verse. We'll pick up here, very familiar scripture reading. John 14, we'll begin about, say about 14th verse, or 15th verse. "If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter," which is the Holy Ghost, we know, "that he may abide with you forever." Oh, so we're starting to see something already. How am I going to get to know who he is? By the Holy Ghost. Yeah. "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him." Pay attention to what he said. They don't know him. "But ye know him." Oh, I do? How do I know I know him? "For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now we're talking about really knowing him. There's a lot of people reading the scripture of who Jesus is and our Lord and know about the Father and all this, that, and the other. And they can talk about him and they can say where they read about it and everything. But you really don't know him without the new birth. And that's why people without the new birth can do things that they would do, because God ain't real to them. He's a scripture reading. He's a message a pastor preached on. You know, he ain't nothing, you know. And might even, by knowing what we know, might think, boy, I wish I could be like him and all this. And, you know, but until you receive the new birth, you'll never really know him. Never. And then through the new birth, the Holy Ghost will reveal to you who he is. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. See that relationship by the Holy Ghost? Okay. Because I live, ye shall live also. See that relationship? Just like me, if my granddad was still living, which would be impossible, he'd be 100 and some years old. And I didn't get to know him really myself really good, because he passed away when I believe I was about 7 years old. One of the things I plainly remember is sitting on his lap on the front porch, swinging in the porch swing down here in Orville, and he'd try to teach me how to whistle. And it was hard for me to get it at a young age like that, you know. And finally I'd get a whistle out. He said, "That's a good boy." And he'd give me a dime, and I'd run up to the store up there. There used to be a little store open up there. It had orange sherbet push-ups I loved. And I'd go buy me a push-up. Boy, granddad made me really happy, because I said, "Well, go buy me that push-up for a dime," you know. But just little things like that, I got to know him a little bit. But I never did really know him in the fullness, you see. I didn't know him in his younger years when he was mean and just mean as a snake. Didn't know him then, you know. But I knew him in my just few little years, what I did, you see. But when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, friends, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I saith unto you. He saith them to you. Now you can really begin to know him. Yeah. And that experience of him being in you and living in you and controlling your flesh. You mean that's part of the new birth? Absolutely, it's a new birth. When he controls your flesh body. Yes. If there's nothing there to control your flesh body to live with this word, you haven't got it yet. You see? But when the Holy Spirit comes in and changes that worldly nature, destroys that worldly nature from you, and the nature of God is alive. My, how this body will change. Its actions, its attitudes, its boastfulness, its proudness, all these different things, its flesh and carnality, envy and strife, hatred. Yeah. It takes and destroys all those things. And then Christ comes in and he's dwelling in you. And you begin to really get an experience of knowing God. And to know him and Jesus Christ whom he sent. He becomes a reality to you. Then when you pray, you know he's hearing you. That's why Brother Branham said, the little sister come up and asked Brother Branham, said, "Who do I pray to?" After she received the Holy Ghost, she was asking Brother Branham, said, "Who do I pray to, Brother Branham? Who do I pray to?" Pray to the one that's in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because now you're having an experience, a true reality of who God is. We're just talking a little bit tonight, so just follow along. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now you're getting to know him really well. Yeah. But what done this? Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, Now you can begin to have a true intimate relationship. A true relationship in Christ that you know He's really real. And you know He's really there. Yes. Oh my. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will, what? Manifest myself to him. Oh, now how much more real could he be if he manifests himself to you? Huh? But what done this? The real, true baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not some preacher getting up and saying, you got to speak in tongues and you got it. No, that's not the evidence. No. That's not the evidence at all. No. Though the Holy Ghost sometimes will cause you to speak in tongues. But that is not the evidence that Jesus Christ dwells in you. You see? All right? Now, I'm going to go over here and read something else here now. We're going to read in the Message Thirst. And this was September 19, 1965. Proverbs says on paragraph 122, to know him is life. Now, I'm sure we all come here desiring life. That's why we're here. We want life. I hope none of us came here just to decide that we've come to a point we decided to serve Christ and I want to be a good person and I want to go to heaven. No. But your desire is, if he's in you, to be just like him. Amen. Him manifesting himself through you. You see, him having, the prophet spoke on many times, the preeminence of our lives. The control of our lives. You see? To know him as life, the person. Now remember, the prophet said another place to be a person, you had to have a personality. Okay? To know his personality. To know the person. The real, genuine, living God, you see? To know him as life, the person, Christ himself, not comparing, see, not just comparing. A lot of people just try to compare this with this, that, and the other, and see if they what they know, you know. It's more about just comparing, friends. It's a revelation that God built his church upon. What, to know him? His person? It's a revelation? He built his church on? Yes. How can people ever truly serve God and serve God right if they don't know him? That's why so many people can't serve him right and don't serve him right, because they don't know him. No. He is just a story, their imaginary little teddy bear. Yeah, when they go to bed, they want to talk to the little teddy bear and they don't know who he is. They're imagining, trying to imagine when they sing or worship. And that's why when they raise their hands to worship, their mind's on everything else but really true worship in the Spirit, because they really don't know him. That's why when they pray, they're praying to an unknown God. Yes, because they really don't know him. But to know him is life eternal. He says here, Abel by faith, and faith is a divine revelation. Divine means it comes from God, you see. Divine revelation. Faith is divine revelation, all right? The whole thing is built upon revelation then. You mean to know Jesus Christ? His person? Is built upon divine revelation? Otherwise, you'll never get to know him. So it means you better make sure you're in the right condition to receive from him. Because you ain't going to get it out of any book. You may say, well, I'll read the Bible till I get it. You'll still not get it unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Then you'll know him. The whole thing is built upon revelation. And unless this is revealed to you, Jesus said, I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise of this world and revealed it to babies such as will learn. Now think again about a baby. Take a little child when it's growing up. Sometimes 2-3 years old is a good age to talk about. They want to know what everything is. And they ask, what's this, Daddy? What's this do, Daddy? Why is this like this, Daddy? When does this happen, Daddy? And Daddy tells him the things, and it's just swallowed up. Ah. They ain't sitting there going, at that age, going, well, Daddy, why is it doing like that? Oh, what do you mean by that, Daddy? Why is this, that, and the other? No, just Daddy tells him the truth, and it's just, ah. And the little child is just so happy. Because now he knows the truth. He asked Daddy, and Daddy told him, and that's gospel to him. When we were like little babes being revealed to us. Yeah. Not the wise and the prudent, the know-it-alls. Yeah. You ever see a day and an age where there's so many know-it-alls when you go talking to them about the word? Yeah. It's just, oh, I know this, and I know that, and I know this, and I know that. Well, why don't your life show that you know it? Yeah. We can say we know all kinds of things. We can say that we know God and Jesus Christ. But our life will show because he manifests himself to us. Yeah. Then you'll see it. That if you really know him. Okay? He says here, the whole thing is built upon revelation then, and unless this is revealed to you, Jesus said, I thank thee, Father, thou hast hid these things from the wise in the world and revealed it to babies such as will learn. See, now the whole thing is built there. You've got to know the person. Now see, it's easy for one of you brothers to come up to me and talk to me. Maybe after service, it's easy for you to come up and talk to me because we know each other. Yeah. And you know what I like, I know what you like, you know, and we have good fellowship together. But what if somebody stranger comes in? Oh, you've never seen him in your life. Maybe he looks a little scary. Big long beard, tattoos all over him, earrings and hog rings in his nose and all kinds of things. And he comes in and wants to talk to you. You're going to feel a little bit, what is this? And the deacon's on guard, they may be wondering if he's going to pull a gown out of his pocket, you know? Because, what is this person, you know? So you're not at ease with it. No, because you don't know him. You're not at ease at all. There's not really a fellowship there yet because you don't know who he is. No. You don't trust him because, well, this fellow looks really strange. I don't really trust him or not. He looks a little bit eerie, like something, he's up to something. His actions are showing me he's a little bit up to something. I'm not sure about him, you know? And you're thinking to yourself, I don't trust this guy. And the deacon's back there on guard, you know, making sure that he ain't about to do something, like all these shootings in these churches and stuff. So you're just really, you're not easy with him. I'll tell you, excuse me, until you know Jesus Christ as that person, you're a little uneasy with him. You don't trust him. You can't believe him. No. No. You kind of wonder what he's saying. Is it really true or is it not? Because you really don't know him. No. But there's something about it when you really begin to know him. And he reveals himself to you. Causes a great, wonderful, tremendous, beautiful relationship. Yes. A true fellowship. That when you do raise your hands to worship, it's you know he's receiving what you're singing to him. Amen. You know when you pray, it's reaching to the heavens and glorifying him. And he's even bottling those things up, the scripture says. Bottles up your prayers. You know it's hitting home. Oh, yeah. Because you know you're talking to the one true God in Jesus Christ whom he sent. The one that created the heavens and the earth. You know he is there. Oh, my. But with what I've said so far, do you know him? Do you really know him? Or have you gone on for years thinking that you know him? But I ask you tonight, do you really know him? If you don't, then ask him to show himself to you, to reveal himself to you, that you can know that you really know the person, Jesus Christ. And then you'll know and you'll see things change in your life. And you'll know you're serving a real God. Not a God of wood, not a God of stone. Or a God of a book. But the one true God. That's alive, living, and has everything under his control. Who do you serve? Who is real to you? Is he real to you? I ask again. Do you really know him? After all these years, do you really, really know him? He says here, see, he says, and you cannot satisfy that by joining church. You've got to find the person, God himself, which is the word, an interpretation of himself today, the promises that he made today, the people that he was going to have in this day, the church without spot or wrinkle. And it don't mean a denomination, he said. No, because they'll never make it, friends. No. It means the person. The individuals, the persons, the individuals without spot or wrinkle. So it's not just a church body as far as a group of people in one building, but it's a people, individuals, without spot or wrinkle. Is that what we want in our life? Without spot or wrinkle, nothing, everything cleaned out, everything right, everything completely with that word. You see? Oh my. He says here, but there be two in bed, I'll take one, leave one. Two in the field, I'll take one, leave one. Now, who's he going to come to? The one that takes, the one that knows who he is. One that knows he's real. The one that knows he's really alive. He's not just a God of just vapor and just imagination. But he's truly alive and real. Yeah. But remember, when you receive that new birth, friends, he'll begin to manifest himself to you. You'll see prayers answered. Yeah. You'll see the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you're waiting on a decision. You don't know what to do. Lord, I want to know what you want in my life. And you'll see the leadership come in, the Holy Spirit, and it'll move, and it'll come out exactly like he said. You'll see him manifesting in your life. You'll see something come along in your life maybe you could never overcome before. And all of a sudden you face that situation again head on, and there it is, just automatically it's overcome. Something inside of you just, I don't want nothing to do with that. And there's just such a joy in your heart knowing you've overcome that. He's manifesting himself to you. You see? In reality. Amen. Oh my. Does he manifest himself to you? Oh my. Does he answer prayer? Do you just mention something to him? Yeah. Just be talking to him. And mention something to him. Manifest himself to you. Yeah. Because you know there's no way that could have happened any other possible way. You know it had to be God. Yeah. Maybe in a time of great danger. Oh. But he already brought the circumstance under control. It maybe could have killed you. And you've seen him bring that thing that was impossible for it to happen any other way. And you've seen him brought it under submission. And your life is spared. You see himself manifest to you. Oh, in reality. I'm just bringing a few little things to try to get you to, if nothing else, dig back into it. Amen. He says here, all right, whatever God says, you just tow right up to it. Then, whatever God says, you just tow right up to it. And then, he says, you're coming through the right process then to satisfy that holy thirst that's in you. Oh, my. Think of that. You see, so it's more than just reading this Bible and proclaiming, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. In all honesty, that doesn't mean nothing. You realize how many sinners is in the world today going to church every time his doors is open and saying, I'm a Christian. And their life is no more nothing but sin. Watching filth on TV, doing things filthy on the internet, sliding a few curse words into their buddy they work with. Still desiring all this nonsense of sports and so forth. And really tell me that you know Jesus Christ personally. You say, no, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with these things. There isn't. Okay, if the same life, the scripture says, has come in you, the same spirit that raised Christ from the grave dwells in you, shall quicken these mortal bodies by that same spirit. And you tell me Christ in you is going to desire those things of the world that you desire. No. Impossible. You see, impossible. It don't happen. They're trying to make him a modern God that loves the flesh and the world, senses, sensuality. Yeah. Oh my. It's a bunch of nonsense. And there's so many men in this message that loves sports. Oh, it's so sickening. To think they're so childish in their mind that they love seeing men hit their heads together and rumble over, tumble over each other, and then get mad at each other and throw the balls at each other and end up wanting to get in fights and all kinds of things. Tell me Christ is in them. Impossible. It don't happen, friends. Or the scripture lies. And the scripture will never lie. But man has tried to make it modern to suit their needs. They try to make it modern to listen to their ungodly music they listen to. They try to make it modern. But you tell me our Lord Jesus Christ, the holiest of holy of all, would do the things people that claim to be Christians and do today. When you proclaim to be a Christian, friend, you're proclaiming Jesus Christ is in you. Amen. Then he's supposed to have control of your life. You see? But as he said, he that saith he loves God and keepeth not my commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You see, all right? He says here an influence. November 30th, my time is up already, half hour. I'll close here shortly. He says an influence, November 30th, 1963, paragraph 114. Not to know this book, not to know this or know that, or to know the creed, but to know him is life, a person. Know him as the person, Christ in you. There it is, Christ in you. Until he's in you, friends, you don't know he's real. I don't care what you say. Until you see him in you and him manifest himself in you, you do not know him. But this is life eternal, to know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. You see? Christ in you, the Word made flesh in you, that's knowing him. When he, and you and he, becomes one. Like I said last night in the super sign, he has got to come in you. God and man must come one. Now think of that. Must come one. And these. Speaking what the scripture just showed us. You see? He's not saying anything other than what the scripture says. 1 John 5. Let's read this one real quick before we close. We want you sisters come up the instruments, please. 1 John 5, 20th verse. And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. Oh my, that understanding is what I speak of tonight, you see. And we are in him, now listen, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. There it is again. You see? All right? One more quote and we'll close. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Paragraph 233. Look, Christ in you makes him the center of life of revelation. Christ's life in you. Did you hear what he said? Again, he's speaking scripturally. It's not his ideas. It's nothing he hatched up. He is speaking scripturally. Christ's life in you makes him the center of the revelation. Christ in the Bible makes the Bible the complete revelation of Christ. Christ in you makes you the complete revelation of the whole thing. Oh, my. It's all about him being in you. See? See what God is trying to do? What is the new birth then? What is the new birth? You say, well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth then? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Personally to you. That's the new birth. Not you joined a church or you shook a hand, you done something different, you said a creed, you promised to live by a code of rules, but Christ, the Bible, he is the word that was revealed to you. And no matter what anybody says or what takes place, it's Christ. Pastor, priest, whatever it might be, it's Christ in you. That is the revelation that the church was built upon. And therefore, we'll go ahead and read, skip over here and read this. Matthew 16, very familiar scripture. Like I say, I skipped over a lot of things, but let's skip over this. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Jesus asked him. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him back, said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. So no man's going to tell you. No man's going to reveal it to you. He'll tell you what it says, but he cannot reveal it. No. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. Jesus speaking. But my Father, which is in heaven, the Holy Spirit, has revealed it to you. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock is what? Revelation. Upon this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When you really know him, friends, the person, Jesus Christ, there ain't no gates in hell shall prevail against it. No. Nothing. It's a whole different life then when you really personally know him. The very person, Jesus Christ. Brother, how can I know him? I can't see him. By eyes of faith, revelation, you shall know him. Yes. Which comes by the Holy Spirit. Though regardless how much reading I do, how much listening I do, how much church service I attend, though we must do that to have and give the opportunity to have it revealed. But unless the Holy Spirit reveals it, I'll never know him. Never know him. And when I really begin to know him and I see that he's in me, he'll manifest himself to me. He'll manifest himself to you. You'll know that he's real. You'll know that when you ask anything, oh, and doubt it not, it shall be given to you. You know you'll ask according to his will. You won't ask according, not if it's not according to his will, his word, you won't ask for it. No, you're not just going to ask, I want $1 million, Lord. Nonsense. Bunch of hogwash. But if I needed that $1 million to get my brother or sister help they needed, God can make it happen. Oh, yeah. Yeah, God can make it happen. Yeah. But he ain't going to just give it to you for your lustful needs. He ain't going to listen to that. No. He knows your heart. Amen. And he knows you'll ask according to his will when he's inside of you. Amen. Yeah. Because he's in the control seat of your heart, controlling the very desires what you ask for. Ah, oh, then he'll give you your heart's desire. If you shall say unto this mountain, and be thou removed and cast in the sea, and doubt it not, it shall be done. Yeah. But do you know him well enough? I ask you all. Do you know him well enough? Then when you talk to him, you know he's really there. And listening to you. Do you really know that? Do you really know that, that when you worship him and raise your hands to glorify him, do you really know he's there and you're glorifying him personally? You lose all consciousness of people around you. No, you're not singing for them. You're singing to him. Your worship's going to him. Yeah. Oh, my. When you lay your head down on the pillow at night, do you know he's there with you? When you get in the car to drive, do you know he's there with you? Oh, my. When you're walking through the woods, do you know he's with you? He promised. If you really know him, you know he keeps his promises because you know him. He's not a stranger to you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. How real is that to you? Amen. Do you know you won't have to cross Jordan alone? Jordan type of death? Do you know you won't have to cross death alone? But he's there with you to take you through that door. Oh, my. How real is he to you? If you don't know him, just hang on. We'll try to introduce you to him. If you listen, if you're like a little baby, it'll take in everything. If you want to be a hot shot, know it all. You're not going to get very far. And that's the way a lot of young people is turned to anymore, is hot shot know it alls. It's a generation we're living in. And many young people miss the opportunity of knowing Christ because they know too much, they think. They think they know everything. They're smart cookies, they think. There's many times, friends, I wished that when I was 18 years old, I knew what I know now. There'd been a lot of different paths I would have took. Yeah. And sometimes young people look at their parents and think, oh, you know, they don't know nothing. They know a whole lot more than you know. Don't get too heavy in your boots, friend. For God may throw you out of your boots to show you who's real. Yeah. But Jesus Christ is real. And He's alive. And He has a people that believes that He's real. Yes. And it's all through mercy and grace. If you know Him. The person, Jesus Christ. To know Him, Jesus Christ to be sent. This is life eternal. Oh my. Again, I ask, do you know Him? Or do you just think you know Him? If you do know Him, He will manifest Himself to you. And He is manifesting Himself to you if you know Him. Amen to His word.
Amen.
Just a little nugget to help you along the way. Help you think about it, maybe something a little differently, and maybe cherish what God's mercy and grace has given you. Amen. But oh my, I'm so glad He touched me one day. On page 380, He touched me. Remember a time of being shackled by heavy burdens, beneath a load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Amen. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Oh, thank you, Lord. And now I am no longer the same. Hallelujah. Oh, He touched me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. He can touch you tonight if you'll just say, Lord, I need you. Open my heart, Lord. The joy that floods my soul. Oh, something, oh, I remember, happened. And now I know He touched me and He made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made, oh glory, hallelujah, amen, I shall never cease to praise Him. Yes, hallelujah. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. Oh, glory. What a glorious day. He touched me. Oh, oh, don't you feel His presence? Hallelujah. Glory. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know, yes, He touched me, and He made me whole. Come on up, Brother Timothy, sing that chorus again. Oh, He touched me, oh, He touched me, yes, amen. And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Oh, something. truly thanking?
Praise
you know, he's here tonight, and he's touched us tonight. But what about that time you had a serious need in your life? Maybe you needed a healing touch.
Yes, amen.
And God came your way, and he touched you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And all the joy
amen.
That flooded your soul.
Yes.
Maybe you were sin sick and saw how filthy and a place you needed, and God came by your way and touched you.
Thank you, Lord.
If he was standing here tonight in human form, would we sing that song the same way? One day we're going to have the opportunity to stand on the golden streets.
Thank you, sweet Jesus.
And I wonder if we'll sing any more heart with a true feeling in our heart.
Yes, amen.
Than we sing tonight. But he's here tonight, if that's what our brother is saying. If you know him, he's here just as real as he's going to be on that day.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, what a day it's going to be. Amen. Sing it again.
Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Amen. Oh, something. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I know it's not in the book, but I was humming it on the way to church. But if you could help me sing it, I think most of you know it. But oh, how I love him. Amen. Amen. Oh, how I love him, for he's my dog. Saints, how precious he is.
Hallelujah. Yes,
oh,
he is.
My.
Glory.
How
hallelujah.
We ought to just turn ourselves loose into his presence. Let him saturate our hearts. You know, that's what we need. We need some of that old fashioned. You're just getting under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and let him break us down. Let him speak to your hearts. Let him melt us and just get in there and just woo us till he can just get us where he wants us. Sometimes it's not knowing what to say, but it's just being able to lift up your hands and say, Lord, I'm here. I don't know what this is that I'm feeling, Lord, but there's something surrounding me. I feel this presence. Oh, Lord, here am I. And give him an opportunity to deal with your heart. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Heavenly Father, we've truly enjoyed the opportunity to be here. Lord, sometimes we don't have the words to say, and Lord, and sometimes melodies just come on our heart, and maybe we don't even know the words. But Lord, we love you and we appreciate you.
Amen.
Lord, I remember those times when I was down and searching for an answer, Lord.
Yes.
I remember those times that I really needed you to stop by for a moment for something. And Lord, I remember those times when there was no other place to turn and you were there. Lord, maybe all the early earthly friends we've had just didn't know what we were feeling. They didn't understand what we were going through.
Hallelujah.
But Lord, you was there.
Amen.
And Lord, you're here tonight. Yes. And you know each heart, Lord, as we stand here.
Oh, God.
Lord, we're nearing that great time of that catching away. Lord, the days that we've dreamed of, the times that we've spoken of, Lord, and all of this life has been for, is fixing to come to maturity. And Lord, I wonder as you look down on us tonight, if you truly see a people with that great praise and a true reverence and a respect in their hearts for you, Lord, and truly thankful for what you've done for us and where you've brought us from. Lord, I just think as you, Lord, as you went to that cross for us and drug it up that hill when you had no friends, despised and rejected of all the fellow man, beaten and mocked and scoffed and spit upon, spikes drove through your hands and your feet, Lord. For who? For me. That I could stand here tonight under the shield of that precious blood, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I can raise my hands and say, thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Lord, I pray if there's any standing here that hasn't seen that that precious blood was spilled for them with a reality, Lord, that washed them white as snow, that we can stand here, Lord, as that blood-purchased bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Ransomed, oh, Lord, redeemed, brought back, oh, Lord, when we see the picture, we're thankful. Lord, we appreciate it. And Lord, may our lives truly show it and express it. Lord, may we truly not get in a rut or become an old-fashioned, just a church service, Lord. It's time to go to service. But Lord, each time we come in, Lord, may that joy be in our hearts for what you've done for us as an individual, Lord. Lord, I know you've done a lot for me. And I pray that I can see others, Lord, that I know you've done things for them. And Lord, how great that should just rebound to you when we're together. Oh, Lord, that you would receive our praise. We thank you for the word that's been brought today, Lord. May we hearken. Even though maybe this morning seemed odd, Lord, maybe so to speak, but Lord, we see the time in which we're living.
Amen.
And Lord, you always warn your little bride. You've never failed to keep the word in front of her, Lord, not behind
Amen.
Her. But you're always out in front, leading the way. And Lord, if we'll take heed to every word you bring us, any even the words tonight, Lord, if we'll just let it lead us and we'll follow you, Lord, everything will work out just the way you want it to do. And it'll bring glory and honor to your name, Lord, and no shame. And Father, we just ask your blessing on those that couldn't be here and those that would have loved to have been here, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Pray that you'll touch them. And Lord, bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time, and may we come hungry.
Yes.
Asking you to feed us. For Lord, everything that we have and any good that's seen in us, Lord, comes only from you.
Yes, amen.
And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. And we ask it in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, isn't he wonderful, saints?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes words just aren't there. But how to tell him how you really feel. How great he is. Amen. As we get ready to dismiss, let's just sing that little chorus we sang earlier. Take the name of Jesus with you.
Amen.
Take the name of Jesus. Bless you. Amen. Take his name with you. Amen. You're dismissed.